Hello.
Hi there. My name is Kyle with customer service returning your call. May I go ahead and get your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
I didn't understand that. What did you say?
This is Kyle with customer service. May I go ahead and get your zip code so I can get your account pulled up?
44857.
You said 44857?
Correct.
All right, give me just one second. I'm sorry it's taking me so long. My system's a little bit slow. It's loading. All right. Sent me back. Would you mind? May I have that zip code one more time?
44857.
44857. All righty. And what's the first and last name on the account?
Constance Hip.
You said Constance?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking here. Let me see. Constance. Would that be spelled Constance?
Correct.
Okay. Constance. I don't see an account by that name. Let me search one more
Well, I
time.
don't have an account of any kind,
What was the last
and
name you said?
I don't understand why I'm getting a bill on my credit card.
I understand, ma'am. I might be able to tell you what that bill is, but I can't do it without pulling up an account. And it's not an account like you went and made an account. It's just an account like a record of transactions that it should have your name. I see a couple of Constances here. What'd you say the last name was again?
Hip, HIPP.
HIPP. Okay. HIPP. Give me just one second. Bear with me. And you said it may be another name, right? Connie?
No, 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 no. I don't have any account, and I have a charge on my credit card for I don't know what.
I understand, ma'am, and I really
No, you
would like to
don't.
help you.
What is this all about?
I would be able to tell you if I could pull up a record of with that name on an account with that name, I could see all the charges, but if I can't find the account, then unfortunately I wouldn't be able to assist you in telling you what charges might be coming out.
I have something here. I have no idea what it is.
Something that was shipped to you?
No, I didn't order anything.
I'm still not seeing your account in here. I've looked up Constance
I
Hip.
didn't order anything.
Yes, ma'am, I understand, but it leaves a record in our system. And it should, if that order went through, then there would have been had to have been a name and address tied to that order, and that's how I'm able to pull up the account. And if I can't find that name or address, then I can't pull up the
Okay, let
account.
me tell you what I have.
Okay.
On my account, on my credit card,
Yes, ma'am.
at one time, can't remember exactly when it was, I did a survey for Walmart. And I was supposed to have won something, some dishes or something.
Right.
And all that was charged to me was the shipping, which was $6.95 or something. And I only found this because when this came up on my credit card, it's $68.89. I don't
$16.89.
have anything, and I don't know what this is all about, why you're charging me for something when I
Okay.
didn't order anything.
Okay, I really do. I fully understand your frustration, ma'am. Do you have that credit card? I could try to look it up from the last four numbers of that credit card.
No, I will not do this. I'll give you this number that was someplace. I can't remember exactly which place it was, if it was with the $68 or if it was the $695. The number is, write this down so you can look it up.
I'm ready. I got a pen. Yes, ma'am.
853455.
You think that may be some sort of transaction ID or order ID?
Yeah, it has to be something.
853-1.
Okay, if you got 853455.
Yes, ma'am.
1. It's either a 1 or an I. I don't know which it is.
Okay.
P, as in Paul.
P. All right. Is that it? Is that that whole number?
No, no. There's more.
Okay, I'm listening.
3S66FKA25.
Okay. If you'll give me just 1 second, I wouldn't even know. This doesn't look like any of the numbers, like the transaction ID or order numbers I get. But if you'll give me just 1 second, I'll go get somebody who has a little more experience with me, see if they recognize it, and see if they can help me get your account.
Okay.
Give me just 1 second. All right, yes, ma'am. I just confirmed that number you gave me isn't one that goes into my systems. We have ones that are just numbers that don't have letters. And my supervisor informed me that you will probably need to go ahead and get in touch with your bank or call your bank, and they should be able to give you the correct phone number of who to contact, because I don't have any account from any of the information you've been able to give me. And if I can't pull up the account, I can't, you know, assist you in telling you what charges are or what, you know.
The number that I called, this 866-204-3975, was the number that was on this billing that was put on my credit card.
I understand that, ma'am, and I imagine that there can be mess up sometimes when they print those things, or maybe it's this is a third party call center, so maybe it's something we don't service anymore. But your bank will definitely be able to get you in touch with who you need to get in touch with about those charges. So if you contact your bank, they'll find out whoever it was, wherever it came from, the specific company, and they'll be able to get you a phone number to get in touch with them if they don't get in touch with them for you.
Why do I have this charge?
Which
is to the Super Extend Electronics.
I wish I could tell you, but if I can't pull up an account, then I don't have any information on my end to be able to explain anything to you.
So who are you with?
I'm with a third-party call center that services many different stores and different campaigns, and we don't have a specific company that we're with. We work with lots of different companies.
So what is your purpose?
Our purpose is to take calls. It's to take calls just like you're calling in, but we have to have information to be able to pull up the account. And if we don't have that information, there's nothing we can do about that. So if you get in touch with your bank, they can do something about that, and they will find out who charged you that, and they'll be able to tell you who to get into contact with and get you a better phone number to call.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. I hope you have a great day.